Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. Of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, he writes his own political economics based in London, and he's helped us understand how Liz Truss's reservations about the slow growth in the UK these many years met with rejection because she had a policy, Mr. Quartung, her chancellor, also had a policy to grow again. And that led to, as Joe just explained, tumble down the steps. Now, a new prime minister, Mr. Rishi Sunak, who reappoints or continues the appointment of Jeremy Hunt, a member of parliament, who is now Chancellor of the Exchequer. And as I understand it, there's going to be another mini budget at the end of this month. But we anticipate some correction because Mr. Sunak has said as much. He's going to fix the economic mistakes made by his predecessor. Joe, I don't want to guess what Rishi Sunak is going to do because he was Chancellor of the Exchequer. He believes in taxes in some fashion. He also believes in government intervention in the marketplace in some fashion. I want to get to lessons learned from this contretemps for the U.S. How do you measure we can learn from this upset that was caused by Thatcher economics?
Well, I think that there is an economic lesson and a political lesson. And the economic lesson is basically that it is not going to be an easy transition to get our economy from where it is now into a high growth economy. Because I think that what you did see in the UK was a lot of financial market dislocation, a lot of concern about paying for households. And while it is not correct to pin that entirely on the Liz Truss tax cut agenda themselves, I think it is more fair to say that all of this is a consequence of the fact that we need to make this transition to a pro-growth economy, and that's going to be very difficult because we haven't really had that, in the right kind of way for the past 15 years. So I think that one lesson for the U.S. is to brace for that. And that feeds into the other lesson that, Americans need to learn here, which is a political lesson. I think that one major mistake that Truss made was failing to find a way to sell this plan politically. I think partly that was a function of her party was very unhelpful. The Conservatives in the UK have been trying to govern as a big government Conservative Party for the past 12 years. They were not ready intellectually or politically to try to understand or explain or sell a Thatcherite agenda this time. I think that if Republicans in the U.S. want to attempt an agenda like this, they're going to have to be much better at that political selling aspect of this. And then I think also politicians are going to have to prepare for the fact that it will be an economically difficult and sometimes painful adjustment to a pro-growth economy. And so I think that one warning, if American politicians, particularly Republicans, want to pursue these policies, think now about how you are going to push through politically the difficult moments that are going to pop up. What are you going to say to the media or to voters when you get questions about why the bond market seems to be behaving in a negative way this day or that day? I think the Truss team didn't seem prepared for that. And that sort of left them very exposed when the going got a bit tough.
The housing market in the U.S., I've mentioned that we're approaching mortgages of 7%. And it's generally understood, depending upon your region, that it's collapsed suddenly, completely. Prices are even dropping and there's inventory. Builder confidence is very low looking forward. And that has alarmed, of course, people trying to sell their houses or people trying to buy a house. It's a time to be frozen. Is that a product of growth, Joe? Does that Does that follow from the growth that we had in 21? I think we grew at something like 6% for some of those quarters. Are we seeing the long-term effect of that growth, or is the housing market independent of that? Is the housing market just in a panic because of the Federal Reserve hiking rates so dramatically?
Well, it's all related, because one of the big problems that we've had over the past 15, or even going before the 2008 global financial panic, if you look even back to the late 1990s, early 2000s, we've had this problem where we kept suppressing interest rates, and that kept pumping up the property market. And that is actually very bad for the economy over the longer term. It creates an illusion of economic growth while it's happening, because you have all of the, you know, money that's associated with housing construction and, you know, people buying things for their homes, like, you know, white goods and the like, which will show up in the quarterly GDP numbers and make you think that you're growing. But as an investment, real estate is actually very low productivity. It's very different from a business investing in building a new factory that will continue to produce widgets for the foreseeable future. So one of the economic problems that we are going to have is that if you have a properly growing economy, you do need to shift investment out of unproductive sectors, including real estate and property, and into more productive forms of investment, like business investment in new business equipment and you know, new entrepreneurship. Now, saying that as a journalist or an economist, it sounds very easy.
But that's what Minister Truss and Chancellor Exchequer of the Exchequer Kwarteng, they said that exact thing, Joe.
Yes. Well, I mean, the problem that they ran into is that it is very painful for individual households who end up on the sharp end of that. And that doesn't mean that you can't. That you shouldn't do it. In fact, over the longer term, you can't afford not to do this transition. But that means that you really have to engage in an intensive political effort to explain exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it and what is going to be waiting at the other end of the pain that some people are going to go through if you're going to have any chance of doing that. And that is really where I think Truss ended up falling down in the final analysis. It seemed so obvious to her that this was what had to happen that it didn't seem to occur to them that this wouldn't be obvious to the households who were going to see their mortgage payments go up.
Can we anticipate in 30 seconds that Mr. Hunt's mini budget will include tax hikes? That he and the new government are rejecting the idea that leaving taxes in the hands of investors is for growth and taking it out of their hands is not productive. Do they believe taxes must be exacted from the rich?
I'm not even sure it gets that far. They have decided that they can't worry about economic growth one way or the other. They must placate the bond markets. And so this now, instead of pursuing an economic growth strategy one way or the other, the focus is solely becoming don't disturb bond investors so that you can continue to suppress interest rates as long as possible. That is very dangerous for the economy, too, even though it gives you this very short-term appearance of stability.
Joseph Sternberg in London. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.